students at Beijing Normal School eagerly greeted First Lady Michelle Obama on Friday. Many children here dream of attending universities abroad, and one of the school's aims is to help them achieve that dream. Mrs. Obama's focus on education for this trip is an example of soft diplomacy, attracting Chinese interest in one of the United States' greatest assets. Elizabeth Economy is the Asia Director for the Council on Foreign Relations.
They recognize the sort of innovative vitality of the U.S. educational system. It's a very creative system. And one that has produced, you know, legions of, you know, very successful entrepreneurs and thinkers.
The First Lady has drawn criticism for choosing to avoid China's abuses in human rights and international trade on this trip. But Steve Hess of the Brookings Institution says controversy would damage the goal of the trip.
Hard diplomacy is you go there and you argue with people. Soft diplomacy is when you choose not to argue. And I think that probably is exactly how they want it.
However, Economy says Mrs. Obama's goal as a leader in American society should be to stand up for American ideals.
I'm not proposing that she go off on a ledge and introduce radically new issues like what's going on between China and Japan and the East China Sea. But I do think as long as she's there, she's going to be spending almost a full week in China, that it really is an opportunity that shouldn't be missed.
Economy suggests the First Lady highlight U.S.-China disputes tied to culture and education, such as access for American films in the Chinese market and the challenges U.S. educational institutions face when partnering with Chinese schools. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Ha ha ha.